All right, ready to dive into a world that's kind of bending the rules of reality?
Yeah, we're talking about AI influencers. It's gone way past, like, just avatars, you know?
Definitely. It's like hyper-realistic now. They look and act like, well, us.
Like, imagine scrolling through Instagram and seeing this amazing model, right? Promoting some new fashion line.
But it's not a real person.
Exactly. And that's what's so crazy about this tech. It's not just a pretty picture.
They have like whole backstories and relationships and stuff.
Oh, yeah, they even get into like social media feuds, like real celebs.
Like Lil Miquella,
Yeah.
right? Back in 2016, everyone was freaking out trying to figure out if she was real.
Total game changer. Lil Miquella really set the stage for this whole new wave of AI influencers.
And brands are all over it. I mean, think about it. A spokesperson who never has a bad day.
Never goes off script.
You can tailor them to fit any brand perfectly.
Oh, it's a marketer's dream. But it also kind of makes you think, right, about authenticity and all that.
Totally.
Like, what even is influence anymore?
Right. Before we get into all that, how do these AI influencers even work? It's got to be more than just Photoshop, right?
Oh, way more. We're talking like CGI, machine learning, natural language processing, all combined.
Okay, so break that down for me. What is all that stuff? How does it all come together?
So CGI, that's computer-generated imagery. That's what makes them look so real.
Okay.
Like, think about movie characters like an Avatar or those super realistic video
So
games.
that's the looks, but what about how they act so human?
Ah, that's where the machine learning comes in. You feed these algorithms tons of data,
Oh.
like real conversations, social media trends, everything, and they learn how to copy those
So
patterns.
they learn by watching us online.
Exactly. And it's not like pre-programmed responses. They can adapt, learn, even surprise you.
That's getting a little sci-fi for me.
Right. And then there's natural language processing, or NLP,
Okay.
that lets them understand us, like our comments, questions, even how we're feeling.
So they can actually talk to you. Like, I could ask Lil Miquella about her day, and she'd answer.
Well, maybe not genuine exactly, but it's getting really close.
Wow.
And that's where things get interesting, ethically speaking.
Yeah, because if they're that good, how do we even know what's real anymore?
Exactly.
What about trust and transparency?
Those are some of the big questions we're going to be looking at today. But before we go full on ethics, let's meet some of these AI influencers, the big names.
Yes, I want to know how they're getting these huge brand deals, millions of followers.
Okay, so take Shudu. She's like the world's first digital supermodel. Her pictures are unbelievable.
Oh, I've seen her. She's so real, you can't even tell.
Right. That's the power of these machine learning techniques, analyzing images of real models,
Wow.
learning to copy everything, skin texture, bone structure.
Like a perfect human, but digital.
Kinda, yeah. Pretty
And
amazing.
a little creepy.
A little bit, yeah. But Shooter's not just getting likes, she's landed campaigns with, like, Balmain. Oh, yeah. Brands are really seeing what these AI influencers can do, and it's not just looks, it's the control.
Right. No scandals, they always stay on message.
Perfectly on message. And then you've got Ludomagalu. She's from Brazil, huge following.
Millions,
Oh,
right?
yeah, over 18 million on Instagram alone. And she's great at promoting for her parent company, magazine Luiza.
So it's not just fashion and beauty.
Nope, these AI influencers are popping up everywhere.
This is blowing my mind. But, you know, I can't help but wonder about the human side of things. Can an AI, even one this good, really connect with people the way a real person can?
That is the million-dollar question. And that's what we're going to be digging into as our deep dive
Yeah.
continues. So let's talk about the ethical side of all this, because there are definitely some big questions there.
Okay, so we've covered how these AI influencers are like made and stuff and some of the big names.
Right.
But let's talk about the ethical side, because I know that's a big concern for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's a lot to unpack there, especially, you know, when you're talking about something that can blur the lines between what's real and what's not.
Exactly. Like transparency, for one. How do we make sure brands are being upfront about using these AI influencers?
That's a big one. Right now, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, they have those guidelines, right?
Yeah.
For influencers, they have to disclose any connections they have with brands.
But do those even apply to AI influencers? They're not like human.
Yeah.
It's a weird area,
Yeah,
right?
totally. That's exactly the problem. It's this whole legal and ethical like puzzle.
Right.
Some people say as long as it's clear it's an AI, then that's enough.
But what about the people following them? Don't they have a right to know if they're talking to a real person or a computer program?
That's the big debate. Some people feel like it's almost deceptive, you know?
Yeah.
Especially if people are like forming these connections with these AI influencers and they don't even know
Right.
that it's not a real person.
And it's not just about being honest.
Right.
Right. There's the impact it could have on like body image and self-esteem.
Oh, yeah. Huge issue. Think about the pressure regular influencers already put on young people with their perfect pictures, perfect lives, all that. Now imagine an AI influencer who's literally perfect all the time.
It's like this impossible standard, you know?
It is. And it can be really damaging for people, especially young people who are already comparing themselves to others all the time.
It's like keeping up with the Joneses, but the Joneses are robots now.
Exactly. And that ties into the mental health aspect, too. Seeing these flawless virtual people all the time, it could lead to more anxiety, more body image issues.
People might start feeling even more disconnected from reality.
It's a serious concern. And one we need to be thinking about, especially as this technology gets even better.
So what can we even do? Are there solutions, like ways to make sure this doesn't get out of hand?
I think talking about it is the first step. Being open about the problems, educating people. We need to be having these conversations about the downsides of AI influencers.
So people understand what they're getting into.
Exactly. And we need to teach people how to think critically about the media they're consuming, you know, how to tell what's real and what's not.
Like fake news, but for AI influencers.
Kinda, yeah. Give people the tools they need to understand this technology, its limitations.
What about laws? Could, like, stricter rules help?
Maybe. Some experts are saying we need clearer labels, clearer disclosures.
Okay.
Maybe even a whole separate category for AI influencers so people know right away.
Like how food has nutrition labels so you know what you're eating.
I like that analogy. But, you know, just like with food labeling, there's going to be pushback.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
People who see it as, like, limiting creativity or innovation.
It's tough, right? Finding that balance.
It is. It's a conversation we need to keep having. And it needs to involve everyone.
So while we're figuring all this out, the technology keeps moving forward. Mm. Where do you see this going with AI influencers?
Ooh, that's a good question. The possibilities are, like, endless. And we're already seeing hints of what the future might hold.
Like what? Beyond fashion and beauty, I mean.
Imagine like a virtual politician.
Wait, what?
Someone who could tailor their message perfectly, talk to voters 24/7, never have a scandal.
That sounds both amazing and terrifying.
Right. It makes you think about like what authenticity even means in politics.
Yeah.
And what it means for leadership, even democracy itself.
We're really getting into sci-fi territory now.
And that's not even the limit. We could see AI influencers in activism, education, entertainment.
Yeah.
Anywhere human connection and influence matters.
So they're not just selling stuff anymore.
Nope. They could be shaping public opinion, leading social movements, even becoming like virtual friends.
Wow.
It's both exciting and, you know, a little scary. It makes us ask some really big questions about what it means to be human in this digital world.
It's like we're entering a whole new era.
We are, and we have to figure out how to navigate it responsibly.
Totally. And speaking of navigating responsibly, let's talk about how this affects us as consumers.
Yeah.
Because beyond the ethical stuff, there's the whole economic and psychological side of things. Okay, so we've talked about the ethics, the impact on like society as a whole.
Right.
But what about us as consumers? Like, how are these AI influencers changing how we shop, how we interact with brands?
Well, I mean, they're really, really good at marketing. Huh. They can be so targeted, you know, to specific people, specific interests.
Okay.
Like, way more personalized than regular advertising.
It's like a personal shopper, but digital.
Exactly. And because they have all these followers, their recommendations mean something.
Right. It's like word of mouth, but supercharged.
Yeah. And that's huge for brands. It builds trust, makes people believe in the product.
But doesn't it feel kind of, I don't know, fake? Like if you know it's programmed to sell you something.
That's the thing. Transparency. People need to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Be able to like see through the marketing a little bit.
So it's like being a smart shopper in the real world.
Exactly. You wouldn't just buy anything someone tells you to. You do your research, compare prices.
Right. Right.
Same online. You got to be a critical consumer, whether it's a human or an AI telling you to buy something.
So how do we do that? How do we like protect ourselves from being manipulated?
Well, media literacy is a big one.
Okay.
Understanding how these algorithms work, how they collect data, how they target you.
So like learning the language of the internet.
Exactly. And knowing your own biases.
Oh, interesting.
Like we tend to trust things that look like us, sound like us, share our values.
Right.
Even if those values are, you know, created by a marketing team.
So it's not just about the tech, it's about ourselves too.
It's both. And in the end, it's about making choices, what we buy, who we trust, how much we let technology influence us.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what are your final thoughts? AI influencers, the future, all that.
Well, I think they're going to be part of our lives, that's for sure.
Yeah.
More and more. But I also think there's always going to be that need for human connection, you know, real, genuine connection.
Like that saying, technology can connect us, but it can't replace us.
Exactly. AI influencers can do amazing things, communication, marketing, but they can't replace human emotion.
Right.
Empathy, shared experience, that kind of stuff.
So maybe it's not about AI versus humans, but AI and humans.
Yeah, I like that. Finding that balance.
This has been, wow, just an incredible conversation.
Yeah.
AI influencers, it's clear they're here to stay and they're changing everything.
Yeah. And it's important to keep talking about it, you know? Stay informed, think critically.
Absolutely. And to remember, the future's not set in stone.
Right.
We make it through the choices we make, how we use this technology.
Well said. So as we head into this like brave new world of AI, let's be open-minded, but also critical. Let's make sure our technology serves us, not the other way around.
This has been amazing. Thank you so much for joining us. This whole world of AI influencers, it's fascinating and a little scary, but definitely something we need to be paying attention to.
It was my pleasure. And remember, the conversation doesn't end here.
Yeah.
Keep learning, keep asking questions.